everyone here in Ireland, I'm sure, waiting with bated breath to see what exactly happens next and how it impacts us.
We're leaving on the 31st of October, no ifs or buts.
I've been following politics, I've been writing about politics for 20 years now. I have never seen anything like what happened yesterday in the UK.
I've never known anything like it.
I've never known anything like it.
I've known nothing like this.
We thought we couldn't be in more unknown territory, but we are.
It's dramatic. Order! It's entertaining.
No, 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 to no deal.
It's completely beyond parody.
We should be under no illusion that what is in Ireland's best interest here is for Boris to go under a bus, and the sooner the better.
How likely is that scenario? Is it possible, number one, and then likely, number two?
I don't want an election. The public don't want an election. I don't believe the right honourable gentleman wants an election.
Stay ahead of the story with News Talk.
I'll tell you exactly what is going to happen, Kieran. Nah, who am I kidding? I haven't got a clue.
News Talk reporter Henry McKean has faced his fair share of challenges down the years.
I just got hit there by a boulder. I'm chatting to a Northern Republican who's down here to protest. Yeah. I just got hit by a metal thing.
And now it's your turn
to challenge Henry.
We've got a rock coming right at us.
We want you to dream up the biggest, the toughest, the trickiest challenges for Henry to take on.
And then email them to challengehenry@newstalk.com.
It could be getting him to jump out of a plane.
Or to perform your favourite song live on stage.
I'm travelling at the speed of light. I want to make a supersonic man out of you.
Whatever it is,
email us now.
challengehenry@newstalk.com.
Don't stop me, don't stop
Henry,
me.
Henry, you can stop now.
Don't stop me.
Henry.
We're firmly in general election territory now.
I've always said that the election should happen at the best time for the country. Now is that time.
Game on for election 2020. It's the first big head-to-head confrontation since Gareth Fitzgerald versus Charlie Hockey.
Election 2020 on News Talk. It's on.
Where do they come from? How long do they spend in the system?
What's the impact on your mental health?
I never really thought this would hit me so hard. I'm having a shorter memory now. I wake up throughout the night, you know. It starts to, you know, get its toll on you, like emotionally and psychologically.
I'm Barry White, and all this week on News Talk, we're looking at the reality of direct provision.
The system, the places, and the people.
Follow us on air, on social, and on newstalk.com.
It's the story that has dominated the first week of this new year, and you could say it's the story that tends to dominate the opening weeks of every year.
It is the ongoing trolley crisis. 760 people languishing in corridors yesterday.
These patients are on trolleys on the corridor because they're sick, because they need an inpatient bed, and we're not providing them with that.
It's making my blood boil.
Why is it that when I look at the top five hospitals with trolleys of the 760, none of them are in Dublin?
I think it's crazy. They're not doing enough at all.
To see people on trolleys is an utmost disgrace.
I suppose our members have described conditions as horrendous.
The winter plan has dismally failed.
What I saw was a real eye-opener.
If we keep doing everything the same as we've been doing it, we'll continue to have the same answer.
Stay ahead of the story
with News Talk.
We need a bloody plan, don't we? But does anyone else sense that we don't have a plan?
Here at News Talk, we like to ask all the big questions.
Alexa, should I go for a walk today?
What's a suitable age to give up your dream of playing for Dundalk Football Club?
Have you any tips for getting up at 10 to 4 in the morning?
But starting Monday,
we want you to ask the big questions.
Listen in throughout the day, and when we give you Alexa's answer,
it's a municipal food market in the centre of Cork.
Simply guess the correct question.
What is the English market?
And you could win an Amazon Echo and Echo Dot.
Alexa's answers, starting Monday, only on News Talk.
If
future-proof.
Houston, Roger, we copy and we're standing by for your TTV.
The Eagle has landed. One giant leap. Armstrong, Aldrin, Apollo.
Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now.
You know all that. Even if you weren't born at the time, it's ingrained into your psyche. The images, the sounds, the man on the moon.
I'm going to step off the land now.
But did you know that Apollo 11 was not our first moon landing? Find out who beat them to it on our moon landing anniversary special on Future Proof.
Future Proof.
Proudly supported by Science Foundation Ireland.
This Saturday from 12.
On News Talk.
Brussels sprouts, yes or no?
Yep, love them.
I cook them for other people, so that's yes for them, but no for me. Ick.
Hideous.
Like them.
Brussels sprouts stir fried.
Merry Christmas from News Talk.
Mariah Carey or Wham?
Mariah Carey. Love Mariah Carey.
Mariah.
Mariah Carey.
I actually went to a Mariah Carey Christmas concert in New York.
Merry Christmas from News Talk.
Who was the other one?
Home Alone or Die Hard?
Home Alone.
Die Hard.
Home Alone.
Die Hard.
Oh, Home Alone.
Neither.
Neither. They are not proper Christmas movies, thank you.
Merry Christmas from News Talk. Here at News Talk,
we're paying tribute to all those working in essential services
who are making our lives that bit easier.
I'd like to make tribute to the Irish Cancer Society for all the support they're giving to all of the people of Ireland.
I want to pay tribute to my son, Dr. Liam Healy, who's on the front line in Beaumont Hospital. I haven't seen him for weeks, and we're also proud of him here in Cork.
I would like to pay a tribute to healthcare workers, to Marion Tracy and Francis Summers working out there in the community day by day in this pandemic. I want to thank them for their loyal support as friends and colleagues in our work. They are great girls.
To pay tribute to someone you know,
call 1890 453 108
and we'll play your message on air for all of Ireland to hear.
And from all of us at News Talk,
thank you.
There's something happening here.
Pretty extraordinary results.
Unprecedented results. I'm getting a headache thinking of government formation possibilities already.
I think this election was lost to Fine Gael and indeed to Fianna Fáil before it ever started.
I think it's very much all to play for. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody
look what's going down. I want us to have a government for the people. I want us to have, ideally, a government with no Fianna Fáil or no Fine Gael in it.
We went into this election saying very clearly that we would talk to other parties, but we wouldn't form a coalition with Sinn Féin.
There's a fair degree of incompatibility there, and I think any programme that gets put together has to be sustainable, deliverable and coherent.
Stay ahead of the story with News Talk.
This is not a transient thing, this is just the beginning.
Lunchtime Live.
One of the other things that we talked about on the show today was the listener email that came in saying, happily in a relationship, lovely man, talking about getting married, but real doubts to do with the fact that he is a heavy drinker. Grace, what's your advice to our emailer?
I married the alcoholic. He was my best friend. He's a lovely guy. And it became so bad that I became an alcoholic myself. Don't marry him. I know you love him and I know it's going to break your heart to leave him, but you know your own concerns, don't do it.
Lunchtime Live with Kira Kelly.
With The Matter Private.
Weekdays from midday on News Talk.
Returning to our top story this morning, and that is confirmation of the first case of COVID-19 in the Republic.
We know we're some weeks behind Italy. Just how far we are remains to be seen.
40 new cases were confirmed yesterday, bringing the total number to 169.
Europe has now become the epicenter of the pandemic.
Will I go to Dubai? Will I go to the wedding? Should such and such go ahead? If in doubt, don't do it.
The majority of people are doing their best. And there's others that can be best described as idiots.
We're in a whole new world in a way.
Be very careful where you get your information from. Trust your government here. Trust government agencies. Trust the HSE. Please ignore rumours.
Stay ahead of the real story with News Talk.
We will stay responsible. We will stay on the right side of all of this.